So grateful to have this opportunity to be with you once more and again for friendship. This is our prophetic prayer partner 2025. Wow. What a journey we have been on for such a long time. We have come 2025 and believing God, interceding, trusting, and having faith in the Lord this entire time. Some ups, some downs, some indifferences, some clashes, but we are still here. I want to share with you that remaining is one of the greatest attributes that you can ever have in your life, the ability to continue. If you can look back over this year and say, after everything that I've been through, I yet remain and I yet continue, you have had a productive year. I want to encourage your heart tonight that regardless to what transpires throughout the year, it is the Lord who favors us. It is the Lord who keeps us. It is the Lord who orders our steps. And yes, even through life's variables, our steps are yet being ordered. Isn't that amazing to know that at different junctures of time, God will allow us to hit challenges, but not challenges to break us or to destroy us, not challenges to lead us, but challenges to develop us, challenges to sculpt us into the framework that He has ordained before the foundation of the world. Many of the things we would prefer not to go through are necessary for our development. My God, even Jesus looked in that cup of assignment and said, "If it's possible, let it pass from me." There are some things looking back over my own life I would wish I didn't have to go through. Lord, if I could just go back. How often have we said that? Go back and change a few things with the knowledge that I have today. But the truth is that who you are today is the result of all that you have endured, all that you have been afflicted with, and all that you have been challenged with, all of those things that have opposed you and assaulted you and backed you, and all of those things you have survived. Yeah, that is a part of who you are. That is how you are, as strong as you are, as resilient as you are, as resourceful as you are. So thanks be unto God who gives us the victory and causes us to triumph. It is through our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. That's why we should be clinging more to Him now than ever before. Clinging on to God now more than before. I'm excited because I get to share with you tonight the heart of God as it relates to the days that are ahead of us, the steps that are in front of us, the things that we must do. And as it pertains to the changing of the year, as it pertains to the changing of the month, as it pertains to the changing of an atmosphere, of a culture, of a climate, this is something that you must understand. We are taking the word recalibrate with us. This has been more than just an instruction, but it has been a reminder. This month has served a tremendous reminder for us to be cognizant and conscious concerning our own mental status, emotional status, physical status, relational status, spiritual status, to be more conscious of us. I don't know about you, but I too have fallen into being guilty of being so conscious as it pertains to others that I have failed in so many cases to give great consciousness to my own status. Failing to recognize how perhaps exhausted I am, or how depleted I am, or how even distracted I am. It is so easy to lose the focus of you when you feel like you are assigned to everything and everyone else. But I want to share with someone tonight that included in your assignment is you. You are not just assigned to others. You are also assigned to. Moment you begin to lose sight, the moment you begin to lose focus on you are doing a great disservice to yourself. You are bringing about an injustice to yourself, and you are sinning against yourself. It is important for you to know where you are mentally, emotionally, spiritually. You've got to know where you are. And this is very vital. This is very important. I must know where I am. Paying more attention to who I am, where I am, what I'm feeling. Allowing myself a moment to breathe, because that's what calibration is. Calibration and recalibration is just a moment to reset. A moment to reset. It is a moment to refresh, to reboot the system. Sometimes the system is broken, it needs to be rebooted. There's nothing with the machine. The machine just needs to shut down so it can shut back on in a more healthier way. There are some things that just need started. Get over to check your own engine, to check transmission, sure that the fluid is running clear, to make sure that it's not convoluted or tainted or damaged, to still flowing in the spirit of clarity. Make that commitment as we are ending 2025, getting ready to transition over into 2026. It is important to take awareness breaks, to take a break for awareness. Now, that can be inclusive of self-care, but that is not the sum total of what I'm talking about tonight. I am not putting into you a license to spend so much resources on self-care. That can be inclusive, but many of us have done self-care and activities of surrounding self-care and have still been in state of depletion, still have been completely exhausted. And so what I'm saying for you tonight is that going forward, you're doing more than just self-care activities, because they don't solve everything. But every now and again, you must now hold the mirror, whether it be literally or figuratively, and you need to have conversations with self about things that have transpired, things that have happened, things that have broken your life. You've got to be honest enough to address those things and ask yourself, how are you recuperating? How are you feeling concerning the things that have transpired? That matters, your calibration. Because if triggers are armed, going forward, that transpires can block, can hinder, can hurt, can level, can distort and distract, can cause you to discontinue. And I want to share with you that the purpose that is within is too great to be discontinued. You must continue. Everything in your forward is relying on your continuance. I want you to declare that with me tonight. Declare it with strength. Declare it with great emphasis. I must continue. And if I'm going to continue, then I must be conscious of how many miles I have before I burn out. I must be conscious of how much more I can go without, how much further I can go without refueling. I must be conscious of my gauge. Oh, I'm sharing something powerful with somebody tonight, because tonight is not about where you are right now, because some of you may be in an okay space, but tomorrow you may not be. And you've got to be honest enough to understand that if I have to pull over to refuel, then that is something I must do. But I cannot continue to lie to myself just to impress others. I want to deliver you from this pseudo impressionable state that we find ourselves in, broken, but pretending like all is well. And you don't have to divulge that things are not okay to others, but you do need to admit and confess that things are not okay to you so that you can do all of the necessary things, put those protocols in place so that you can get back to a better state. And that's what recalibration is. I cannot serve vision broken. I cannot serve my home broken. I cannot serve the purpose of my life broken. So, where those points are throughout my year, throughout my month, throughout my day, even, I must take necessary pauses to recalibrate, take a step away. I'm not in the state to make another decision right now. You got to be able to admit to yourself, I'm not in the space to make the right choice right now. So I'm going to step back for a minute. So calibrate, bring my thoughts centered and into alignment so that I choose. And when I decide in the going forward that I am not. Cause matter to become worse than what they are. I believe the Holy Spirit speaking to me, and the Holy Spirit is giving prophetic concerning our tomorrow. I believe he's talking so profound because I believe that the days that are in front of us are not filled with greatness, but even filled with difficulty. And in those times of difficulty, there may need to be a recalibration. And I with you that even in times of greatness, there may need to be a recalibration. Cause to calibrate. It comes with the good and the bad. It comes with the great and comes with the disgrace. It comes with the strengths, it comes with the weaknesses. Cause to recalibrate, to regather my thoughts, to center myself, to come back to the plan, to come back to the drawing board, to come back to the vision board, and to make sure that I'm focused and that my focus is laser sharp. Well, I believe there's getting ready to outbreak in your life that's going to cause your life to go to heights you never dreamed. I believe you're getting ready to sit down to the table of decision. I believe you're getting ready to sign some agreements, my God, that's going to set your life on another plateau. But before you go, before you get there, before you sit down, before you plan out, before you partner, before you create, I need you to remember you. In all of the wonderful things that you're getting ready to go and do, all of the conquering you're getting ready to do, remember you. Remember that winners get tired. Remember that even conquerors need rest. Remember even champions need to calibrate. Champions don't just go from one bout directly to the next. They take a moment to recoup because although you won, it doesn't mean you didn't take hits while winning. It is time for us to think about ourselves, and that does not make you selfish. It does not make you self-absorbed. That's not a move or a decision of aggrandizement. Is a consciousness for my awareness. The scripture tells us to be sober-minded and to be vigilant. That word vigilance is a word that means aware. You must have awareness. Your sight must be keen. That's one of the premier advantages of the prophetic, that the prophet has keen sight. They have no space for error. They can't afford to miss-see or to misinterpret. So they must be secluded. That's why I've never seen so many people who believe themselves to be prophets, but they're so active. They're always talking, always speaking, and there's never a time of recalibration, never a time of drawback, never a time of recluse, never a time of shut away, never a time of isolation. There has to be a time where you get into the presence of the Lord to receive more upload, to receive more download, to get the messaging from heaven. You cannot be the Lord's prophet and be off in your delivery. That didn't come from God if it was a lie. There is no fallacy in God. There is no imperfection in God. So when you speak for God, you got to speak accurately and precisely. You got to say, "What thus saith the Lord?" And there can be no question that God gave it to you. Men question it. It's time that will confirm it, that surely this came from God. So if we're moving in such prophetic flow, how can we not be conscious or cognizant of our own ability to be aware, to be sober-minded, not to be drunk on arrogance or drunk on egotism and drunk with pride? How can we find ourselves in a place of humility, in a place where we're hearing from God and hearing from God accurately? So there's a season where you see the prophets, but then there's a season where you won't see or hear from them. Not that God isn't speaking, but God is recalibrating his vessel. So that when the vessel reemerges and reappears, they come forth with strength and with might. I'm telling you, if you thought you were something in your delivery, imagine what you will be after your time of rest, your time of sabbatical, your time of reclusion. So that when you reemerge and when you reappear, my God, you're more sharp, you're more strong than you were before. God is prepping us for the days ahead so that the vision is not murky, that it's not cloudy, that it's not muddy. When you go forth, you're going forth with clarity, you're going forth with precision and accuracy. No missing, no hitting and missing. You need to have a conversation to know where you are. That's what made the sons of Issachar so amazingly valuable. To the nation of Israel, they were amazingly valuable because they knew the times. They understood the times. They could look at where they were and could politically declare and decree where the people were in time. That's what the earth is calling for in this day. Not someone sitting delusionally inside of the four walls of a church only, jumping and shouting and dancing and claiming that things are getting better. No, we need direction beyond benediction. We need instruction beyond the revival and beyond the congregation. I want 2026 for me to be what 25 was or what 2024 was and previous and prior to those times. I want there to be strength, strength renewed, strength, fortification in the days that are. Anything that's coming, I'm able to forewarn that are around me because that is my job. That is my commission as the Lord's prophet. And you have as prophets as well, that you will be able to see and to see keenly and accurately, to give warning, to give instruction, and to give direction. And those directions and those warnings and those instructions be valuable and intangible to those given ear to it. Listen at me. The days ahead must be filled with consciousness, not just winning. Be conscious in my winning. I must be conscious. Those of you that are entrepreneurs, those of you that are homeowners or even desiring to be homeowners, those of you who are students, you're in the classroom attempting and going after and trying to finish. You've got to be conscious in the day. You got to be cognizant. The Lord is dealing with me and has dealt with me, and I am preparing within this week. I have several messages that I have to deliver and preach this week. Praise the name of our God. And in one of the messages that I have to share as we're crossing over from 2020 to 2026, the Lord has begun to deal with me concerning the spirit of laziness. And being delivered and liberated from the spirit of laziness because God is attracted to effort. He applies his power where he sees effort. Where he sees attempt, he gives his power, he gives his grace. I got to get it. But I. Be cognizant of yourself and to be cognizant of yourself and your state of being. And I know you believe you are to aid the divine. Those things don't neglect. You'll take some time this year to calibrate away from step away from and give yourself a chance to renew in strength, to renew in thought, to renew in focus, to renew in cognition. And when you return, I promise you. Oh my God, it'll be like a beam of light coming from the heaven shining upon you as you're coming in fresh, ready to take on the next chapter, to take on the next goal, to take on the next quarter of time. Look what God doing for us as concluding 2025. He is reminding us for the 100 and of you that are connected tonight. He is reminding us to remember us. He is reminding us to remember us. Get somewhere and calibrate. Somewhere and take those necessary breaks. Get somewhere and take those necessary pauses and calibrate, then return. Recalibrate, then return. Pause, recalibrate, then return. Time, because we have pause, they are necessary. Pause. Then calibrate. Shake yourself off. Dress your wounds if you must. Dry your eyes. Let crying out together, but then return. All right. I believe that God giving us this prophetic warning as a foresight to what will benefit us in the day. I do believe that the days in front of you will be great, but I believe they will only be as great as your consciousness toward yourself. Don't believe so much for others that you fail to believe for you. You are just as important as those you are called to. Take care of you. That's the word of the Lord. That's the word of the Lord. I'm prepared to pray for you tonight. I want to pray for you. I could on and on and on in this, but I just want to know that you receive. Will you begin to just begin to declare, I receive that for myself? Those of you that are on the Zoom form, you can type it, but those of you that are listening by way of the conference line, you can declare that I receive that for myself. I've got to take better care of me. I've got to be more conscious of me. I got to make myself important. Yes, I receive that for myself. I see them typing it all on the Zoom platform. My God, are you saying it on the conference line? Do you this for your? Praise God. Be to God. So grateful. I'm so grateful. We are praying for those of you who have submitted your prayer request. I believe God for each of you. We are continuously praying for you, LaDonna Silvers, Elder Aletha, Andre Hill, Patsy Rizzo, Verna Simmons, Jennifer, Ruth A. Lee, Copeland, Rob Terrell, Lorraine Williams, Johnny Stafford, Radon Johnson, Benjamin Payton, Barbara Hairston, Shaka Muniz, Elaine Witherspoon, Jerima Abdullah, True Paul, Benita Clark, Yawana Johnson, Latoya Nugent, Michelle Rua, Jenna Thompson, Justin Mack, Rosalinda Archibald, Martin Merced, Annette Smith, Mary Silvers, Shalisa Watson, and Patricia Hill. Believe God for each of you. And I know that the Lord has spoken to us tonight. And if we take heed, we will get the good of the land. The scripture says, believe his prophets, and so shall ye prosper. Believe in the Lord your God, and you'll be established. Believe his prophets, and so shall ye prosper. Well, we're grateful. Let's pray. Let's go before the Lord tonight. Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, thank you, Father. Thank you, first of all, because you have been with us all along. Prophetic partnership. Thank you for how you have touched and how you have placed your hand of approval upon our partnership as we gather each and every week to pray, to hear, and to intercede. You meet us, and in some form of way, you confirm for us and you affirm us. You validate us. You cause us to be seen and to be heard. And for this, we say thank you. For all this year, there are so many who have submitted prayer requests, both knowingly and unknowingly, openly and secretly. They have submitted prayer requests. You have seen every single one of them. And for this, we say thank you, Lord. Thank you for hearing our prayer, Yamaso. Thank you for answering prayer. Thank you for being attentive to our prayer. Thank you for not leaving us stranded and for not leading us astray, but you have been right there with us, for us. You have carried us each and every step of the way. And for this, we say thank you. Father, this year, as we are leaving out of this year, we believe better than how we entered in. For it is through this year you have developed our character and you have brought us to a place of strength. You have brought us to a place of awareness. You have brought us to the point of revelation. You have caused us to see things that we did not see prior to this time. Father, you have literally walked many of us through hell this year. Times when we thought going to lose it. Times when we thought we were not going to make it. Yet we woke up and here we are on the 29th day of December, still here, still standing, still in our right mind, still clothed, still sheltered, still in. You have been faithful, you have been good, you have been outstanding, you have been remarkable, you have been awesome. And for this, we say thank you. Thank you for touching our bodies and for giving us victory in our health. Father, even those that are still challenged physically and medically, those who are still dealing with infirmity and affliction, those who are wrecked tonight, thank you, because even pain has purpose. Whatever that purpose would be, so kind, reveal to your servants, reveal to your vessels that this pain, purpose that this must serve. Father, take nothing from this journey. But for every portion of this journey, you are using your people in new and inventive ways. Those who have survived the process of grief and are still even going through it, help them to know that now they become midwives and assistants, those that will aid others through their processes of grief. Take our test and give us testimony in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Take our trial and give us prevail. You have increased the intensity of our prayer lives. You have brought us to a consciousness where we refuse to miss our times of prayer. We seek your presence. We love to be in your presence. In your presence is safety for us. It is the fullness of joy. We find what we need in your presence. Gracious and holy God, our Father, stretch out your hand over us in the name of the Lord. Drop those reminders throughout our time. Every time we need that pause, turn on the check engine light. Don't let us to stray. Don't let us to destroy ourselves. But God, help us that we'll be sustained in the day of trial and in the day of temptation. We declare your goodness. We declare not only your goodness, but we declare your glory. Let the strength the Holy Ghost be our portion. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, you are the breaker, and you have come not to break us down, but you've come to break us through. We thank you for how you have smiled upon us, given us your voice, your seal of approval. We walk in the goodness of your approval. In the name of the Lord, we thank you that this call, those that are on the conference line and on Zoom platform, filled with feelings, reassert tonight and assure us that we are and champions in you, that we're not missing, but you are sharpening us even in our trial, in the midst of our difficulty. You are sharpening us. You're making us stronger than we've ever been. And we thank you. You're increasing our anointing. You're increasing our giftedness. You're increasing our capacity. And for that, we say thank you. You're increasing the frequency of our worship. You take us to another place. We give no space, no time to the workings of the enemy. But even his work is used as a tool to sharpen who are in you. And for this, we thank you, Lord. You commissioned us to give you thanks and all things. And that's what we want to do tonight. We want to tell you thank you for everything, even the things we don't understand, even the things we can't pinpoint, even the things we can't explain. We tell you thank you for your working all of those details together for our good. And we say thank you. We bless you for every person, every person, every person. My God, all 115, we thank you for them. We thank you for them now. We bless you for the prayer warriors. The prayer warriors who have been cloaked in your glory. Dressed in your power. You have given us your power from above. And for this, we say thank you. Now, Lord, as we conclude 2025, the calendar year, and as we enter into 2026, Father, let your will be done. Let your plan be revealed. Show us the way. Show us the path to resources and show us the way. Show us the path to purpose and show us, show us, show us. Let our eyes be opened. Remove the scales from off of our blinded eyes. And let our eyes to be open where we lacked in strength and in tenacity and where we lacked in ambition and where we lacked in the press. Oh God, restore. My God, restore us. Recalibrate us. Get us back together. Straighten us all the way up. So that we can go forward unprohibited. Without delay, my God. Help us to redeem the time. To make up for lost time. We give you glory for it. I thank you for this prayer partnership this year. Thank you for what has been released. Help us to see your will, not just the negative, not just the negative, not just the negative, but help us to see that amidst all the negativity, your will has been done. And we say thank you and assignment complete. We say thank you and assignment concluded. Now on we go. Now onward we press toward the mark of the prize of the high calling of God, which is in you, Christ Jesus. Continue to have your way. Continue to have your way. Continue to move. And we will bless you forever. In the name of Jesus, we consider it done by the power of the Holy Spirit. We say thank God and we say amen. Now come on, saints, in the conclusion of this matter, we got to send up an unusual praise. We got to send up something more intense. Come on, let's praise him. Let's worship him. Let's adore him. Let's honor him. He's worthy. Give him glory. Give him glory. Look back and then praise him for the look back. The fact that you're able to look back is reason to give him praise. Come on, take your praise to the next level. Take it to the next dimension. Lift yourself up to a new plateau. Give him glory, 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 glory. Yes, 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 yes. He's worthy of the glory. Oh, he's worthy of the honor and the praise. We say thank God tonight. We say thank God. Listen, tonight is amazing. Tonight is amazing. Tonight is tremendous. Tonight is outstanding. The presence of the Lord is with us on our call tonight. We give God the praise. We give God the glory. You are still here. Yes, you are. And I'm telling you, it is not by accident and it is not without purpose. It has purpose attached to it. Well, I want to encourage you. There's a couple of things I want to encourage you concerning tonight before I let you go. I want to encourage you as I reiterate again and remind you that going into 2026, you must make a commitment to be more conscious of yourself. Don't lose consciousness. Don't burn out. Don't retreat. Don't retire. And it is not the will of God for you to do that. You must take the necessary pauses to recalibrate so that you can return to your assignment with great vigor and with great refreshing, all right? And I want you to make that commitment. The next thing I want you to know is that we have enjoyed having you a part of our sacred partnership. The Lord has not shifted me in any way. In fact, I heard the Lord say, you don't decrease and allow the enemy to increase. You increase and let the enemy decrease. So we're going to be praying with you continuously throughout 2026. Every Monday night, same time, we're going to continue our prophetic prayer partnership. All right. And we're going to do this for 2026 as the Lord has given us to do. And when He changes it, that it will change. But other than that, we will be praying right here on our prayer partnership. I also want you to know that we're going to be gathering this Thursday, which will be January the 1st. Now, I know it's traditional that most people gather the night or the eve of New Year, and they cross over. And I've got a service to minister at, certainly. So I'm all for those traditions. Years ago, gave to me differently. The gathering of sacrifice on the first day of the calendar year. And we've done this for a number of years, a tremendous outpouring on you every single year. I encourage you to join this coming Thursday at 12 noon sharp. We will stream it. You can find us at our website, dariusnixon.com. It will stream, but at a certain point, we may cut out of the stream because I believe being ministered to in the house deserve the privacy of receiving prophetic record without cameras being them. So while it is convenient to view by stream, it is more beneficial to be in the house and to be present. So I encourage you to do that. The last thing that I want to encourage you is to leave out of 25 without being a part of the Lord's kingdom. You need to be saved. And so many times we connect calls without the responsibility of connecting to the kingdom. Well, I don't that God wants me to just pray for you. I believe God wants you to be a part of the kingdom and to invite you to a covering. It is necessary. I want you to pray this prayer with me right now if you are connected tonight and you desire to know the Lord in a more intimate way. Say these words, Jesus. Confess with my mouth that I am in need of a Savior. I pray tonight that you will wash me in your precious blood, baptize me, and fill me with your Holy Spirit. I believe you are the Son of God that died for my sins and rose again. I confess with my mouth that I am saved. Praise God. If you prayed that prayer with me, I want you to do me a favor right now. I want you to take your device and I want you to text the word salvation to this number that I'm going to give you right now, 646 640 8967. That's right. Text the word salvation to 646 640 8967. You do that, and I'm going to provide you with the tools that's going to help jumpstart your journey in the kingdom of God. You're saved, and now you must steward that salvation. The Lord gave me theme for 2000 for our local church, and this is the year of the Lord's salvation. This is the year He's going to save His people. And a series on this coming day entitled "Will Help Us." Lord will help us. revisiting the fundamentals of what it means to be saved. God for you. I pray that you have an amazing You can join us every morning. We're going every morning this week, 7 a.m., and I am leading the boost. So please join us tomorrow morning on our conference call. God bless you all. Have an amazing week and a tremendous new year. I hope I see you on Thursday in the new year 2026. God bless. Good night.